friends. Welcome to the Walking with Kelly and Christy podcast. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Christy. We are two sisters who love Jesus, and we are committed to walking out our faith one step at a time. In this season, we are discussing what walking in our calling looks like and what walking in our true identity is all about. Welcome back to the Walking with Kelly and Christy podcast. We are so excited to be starting a new season. This is season number 5, Kelly.
Wow.
And we just kind of wrapped up with what walking with a past, but pressing on towards freedom in Christ has looked like, what it feels like. We've had some amazing guests that shared some testimonies with you, our listeners, and with us. But we are excited to dive into a new topic.
Yes.
And that is walking in your calling. And what does it look like to walk in your true identity, your identity in Christ? And so that's where we are. We are excited about this season. And Kel, what you got?
Yeah, I'm so excited. And I think I'm most excited because it's so fresh as to what God is teaching me. And I come sharing out of just what he's taught me in the last few months. And so we are excited, and we have some great guests who, you know, are just active in our community doing what they're called to do. And we see that in them, and we can't wait for you to hear what they're doing, because each of us, Chris, can walk in what God's chosen us to do. Yeah. And I think I just want to start with just a picture God has given me recently is that of a newborn baby. And if you've been around a newborn baby, you probably, like me, are just in awe of the little tiny features. And when I see that, I'm just in awe of how great God is and how only he could create a new life to come into this world. And it reminds me of Psalm 139 that says, Chris, you and I are beautifully and wonderfully made, just like that newborn baby. And God knows when we sit, he knows when we stand, he knows the words that are on our lips before they're even spoken, and he loves us. And as we walk in our true identity, our calling, like, we can be sure of God's love for us. And another aspect of that is when a newborn comes into the world, we as parents are not looking at that baby thinking, you got to work for me to love you. When you work and you do what I need you to do, I'll love you. And it's a reminder, that's not what God is doing to us either. He loves us because we are his creation. And it's not about being good enough. It's not about working hard enough. It's not about striving. He loves us because he created us. And then it just leads me to think about, you know, some common identities we share, like God loves us. God forgives us. God called us. He's chosen us. He accepts us. And those are common identities that we all share. But just like a newborn baby, Chris, God has unique qualities for you and me. Just like a newborn baby has a unique fingerprint that's different from everybody else in the world, God has a calling on you and me that is unique. It goes right along with those other identities that are common to all of us. But we also know that he's chosen us for a unique calling. And so I just feel like God is teaching me so much about who I am, who he's calling me, what he has planned for me, and I'm excited.
Yeah, well, me too. And aren't you glad that we aren't exactly like everybody else? We are unique, and we need each other. We were talking before we got started that we need our body of Christ. We need people that are different, that have different strengths, so that when we walk into a world that is full of brokenness and hurting and, you know, things that we don't know how to handle, there are people that are a part of the body of Christ that can do that. And so I am so excited as well, Kel. And walking in our calling and in our true identity has been something you and I have been talking about. We have been praying about. We have been listening to podcasts about and just diving into scripture about and, you know, just finding examples of those identities. And so that's what we're going to talk about this season. And I believe that God is confirming in you and in me our unique gifts and talents and identities that he's given us. And I know that we're grabbing hold of a better understanding of the things that we do throughout our day are not necessarily who God has created us to be. But he does give us those platforms and those jobs and those groups of people that we're around so that we can, our true identity can come out in those areas. So the other thing I was just thinking about is that it's easy to get caught up in titles, achievements, power, and prestige. I mean, those are distractions, and that is really a tool from the enemy. When we start talking about identity, there isn't anything wrong necessarily with titles and achievements. And you already said we have some amazing guests that are going to appear on the podcast this season. And it's because of their roles, their current jobs, and their where God has placed them in the community that they have such, outreach to those around us. So,
And Chris, I was thinking, you know, when we start comparing, and I know for me as a young Christian, I looked up to people and I thought, I want to be like them. And we start mimicking who we think are godly, spiritually mature people. And God does not need us to mimic somebody else because he's called us to something unique. And also just the body of Christ is made up of many parts. And when we come together and we support each other and we realize that your identity is different than mine, your gifts are different than mine, and I value you and who God's made you to be, we have a community that's strong. But when we're comparing and we're trying to measure up and be good enough, we do start self-protecting and self-promoting self. And we see that all around us in culture, and that creates division. And we want to create community. We want to see the best in the other people, and we want to see the gifts that God has put in other people.
Well, when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about our personal identity stories.
Hey everyone, if you enjoyed this episode, please go ahead and follow wherever you are currently listening to this podcast. It helps us show up on the charts so that other people can find this and be encouraged by the testimonies. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. We're so glad you're with us. And in this new season, we are talking about walking in our calling and walking in our true identity. And Chris, I just thought maybe we could spend a few minutes just sharing about our names and maybe what we feel like God calls us. And then how that relates to what we're doing. And so I'll just start. I did a little research about my name, and the name Kelly is Irish, and it means brave. Another meaning is warrior. And I feel like that's the place God has put me in right now, to be a brave warrior. In this culture, we need brave warriors every day. And so what does that mean? Like, that might be what my name means, but what do I feel like God is calling me? What is the name that in this season God is calling me? And one thing that's just came to me at night, usually when I'm sleeping, God sometimes speaks in the middle of the night, is just, I am lead people to have hope in the hurt. And, you know, just the way I live, what I'm doing, is just having hope in Christ as you're walking through a hurt. And then just another thing is just, Christy, you called me this, a sharer of eternal truth. So as we're doing this podcast and we're sharing with you about calling and identity, like, I'm looking back over my life and I see how God has given me a testimony to offer people hope in the hurt. And that's what I've walked through, it's what I'm walking through, and the hope is Christ. And I want to share that there is eternal truth in having hope in Jesus Christ. And so how does that look like in everyday living for me? Like, right now I am teaching part-time. We're doing this podcast, and I think it's what we're doing, Chris. We just want to encourage people to keep walking in the highs and lows, celebrations, disappointments in life. And so we are doing that. We are bringing hope to the hurting. And then at school, you know, as I'm teaching or helping teachers, like, it might not look like what it looked like 5 years ago, but it's still an opportunity to share the message of Christ, to help people who are working hard, and to bring hope into situations where people are hurting. And
well, I think you're doing a great job doing that, walking in your calling. And when I'm in your presence, I see the hope of Jesus just in everything that you do, every conversation that you have. It's Jesus. I see it all over you. So you are bringing that hope. So thank you. Yeah. And my name is Kristen. I go by Christy. But I don't know if you remember, but Mom has had our name plaques in the house We have an older brother, so John, Kelly, and Christy. And our Christian name was underneath that growing up. And so when you mentioned, like, we're going to talk about maybe what our names mean, it was immediate that follower of Christ came to my mind before I looked it up, because that's something I have looked at over and over and over again. And I just think that in itself, to be told or to, you know, have something on a plaque in the house that you grow up in, and you're reminded that your name means follower of Christ, I'm blown away at that word. You know, you were talking about a word being spoken over you, or like, that's kind of where I am, Kel, in this season. I am trying, maybe working is not the right word, but I'm working on listening to what God wants me to know about where He has me in this season. I've asked the questions, God, why in a hospital? Why an x-ray tech? Why this weekend position that I've switched to? And what is the importance of light? What is the importance of x-rays in this field? And the truth that I've come to see and hear from God is that all of those things are relevant. He wants to answer all of those questions about who He created us to be. God, show me what You want me to do. Show me where You want me to go. Show me what the person around me needs a touch from. And just like you said, it's a touch of hope. And He is our hope. Like, that's not going to change. That is what we are committed to, is keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. And I hope and pray that that's what each of us bring when we come into contact with others. But Kelly, I had a friend at work actually speak a word over me in the last couple weeks that I would say in the past, I might have just kind of been like, oh, thank you, and moved on. But in this season of asking God, who do You say I am? I just recognized that this was one of those times that she spoke a word and she said, Christy, You are a trailblazer. And I have to admit, when I think of a trailblazer, I really, in my mind of living out in the country and we have trails, a trailblazer, when I think of, would be like just something coming through really fast, really quick, knocking down trees, clearing a path. But after she spoke that, and I was trying to just sit with that and receive that and ask God, am I a trailblazer, God? He really began to show me, just through scripture. Psalm 119, 105 says, you know, the scripture about being a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And I'm reminded that it's one step in front of the other. I am to follow Christ. We've talked about it before on the podcast, but just to take one step. Don't look so far out in front of us that we don't see what we're getting tripped on right here at our feet. And so I feel like he's calling me in the place of a healthcare setting, being around people that are hurting and maybe broken, literally broken, at their worst, that I too can bring that hope. And as a follower of Christ, walking in my identity and what my name means, that as I continue to walk with Him, He's going to shine bright.
I love that, Chris, and I see that in you. And I know we've talked about you feeling God maybe giving you the word of strong too. And you are so strong. You are a strong follower of Christ. And I think about you in the hospital and doing x-rays, and oh, what a perfect job for you, as you every day you help expose the problem.
I did a lot of, you know, searching about that too, like, God, why x-ray? And, you know, we know that when we turn on a light, if you pull a string or turn a switch, the light comes on immediately. But in X-ray, there's a different process of wavelengths and, you know, just a different way of bringing about internal light. Like you have to, an X-ray is going to exactly what you said, just expose or reveal something that is going on the inside. And I love that God would show me that every single day and remind me that we aren't just here to deal with the outward appearances. Right. We aren't just here to, you know, heal the things on the outside. God wants to come in and reveal those areas that he wants to reveal and make us wholer beings and, you know, healed.
And he can't do that unless the brokenness is revealed. Like, until we're willing to have the brokenness exposed and confess that to God, or somebody comes to get an X-ray and they understand what's broken or what the problem is, it can't be fixed. And so, you know, I feel like God's just giving you and I a identity to be here to share, bring brokenness to the surface. There's hope in Christ, and we want you to know that we're going to continue walking. It's hard.
And it's real. We are learning as we go too. Not that our identity changes, but our circumstances change all the time. And God is revealing new areas, new strengths that he's calling us to that are uncomfortable, that don't come naturally. And I don't know about you, but there's many times I just want to shut down because of it's uncomfortable. And I think it's in that those places that our true identity is going to be revealed. It's going to continue to be revealed. And so I don't want to say bring on the discomfort and the pain, because who wants to deal with that? But we are seeing that God is working in all of those areas.
And it's kind of like when we're squeezed and we're weak, he really is strong. And Chris, I know you and I know with Adriana, we're choosing to allow God to be strong in our weakness. Right. And we want to encourage you to do the same. So just as God has called us by name, and we have a name that has significance, we also can look in God's word and see how he called his people by name. And Adriana, we would love for you to share a biblical account of somebody who God has called by name.
Yeah, when you first talked about this season being identity, one of the first things I thought about was Moses. Because if anyone in the Bible was going to have an identity crisis, it was going to be Moses, a baby born from the Israelites, who should have died, who escaped death, who ended up in Pharaoh's household, and then after committing murder and fleeing his country, he found himself to be a shepherd in the field.
Right.
So he's now lived all sorts of lives and had all sorts of identities, finally finding what God put him in this place, and he was good at. It was a natural ability. He was a shepherd, and he sees the burning bush. And we all, if you're familiar with the Bible, you start to understand, Moses was, there was a bush, it was on fire, but it was not on fire, and God speaks to him.
Yeah.
And you see this shepherd who was formerly someone who lived a cush life in the Pharaoh's home start to struggle with this identity, this new calling that God calls him to lead his people out of Egypt. So Moses starts going and saying, oh, well, I'm not that guy. I can't do these things. Moses says, but who am I supposed to say that is calling me? He's saying, I am not the person you think I am. My identity does not fit with the calling you are setting before me. He says, tell them that I am is with you.
So good. Yeah.
And one of the takeaways that I have in that story when I read it over is Moses is like, okay, but what am I supposed to show them to say that you really are with me? And God says, what is in your hand?
Yeah.
He was a shepherd, so he had a staff. That's it.
Right.
Yeah.
His current role and responsibility was to shepherd. All he had was a staff. And God used that miracle to prove to Moses that God was going to be with him. And later on, he used that exact same miracle to prove to Pharaoh and the people that God was with him.
So good.
He even used that same staff to later on prove to the Israelites that God would fight for them, that God would provide for them.
Yeah.
And so you see this very simple thing, what was in your hand. God moved through Moses' identity, his fears, his distrust in his own self. God said, no, I'm going to use what's in your hand, but ultimately who you are is who I've called you and lead you and grow you to be.
That's so good.
So someone who probably had the biggest identity crisis in all of the Bible, God is with him.
So good. And he had to choose to walk in that obedience. And that's what we're reminded again with what we've been given. God has called us.
Yeah.
He doesn't just leave us. He's equipped us. Thank you for that reminder.
Yeah.
We don't go at it by ourselves. That's the world's way. You've already talked about self-promoting,
self-protection.
Like that's what happens when we live in a mindset that I have to elevate me. But we have a God who has already gone before us and he's equipped us so we can walk in our true identity knowing that he goes before us. Thank you, Adriana.
As we close and we just have a question for you to reflect on, to think about, to be honest with God about, in the ways that you're tempted to root your identity in something other than being God's child, we're all tempted to do that. And what are you finding that defines you apart from Christ? And that'll be temporary, and we want to encourage you to bring that before him, to be honest with God about who you really are. What does he call you? Look at your whole life. Look at what matters to you, what the experiences you've had. And God's probably using all that to call you into what he's doing. So until next time. Keep walking.
Rooted Studio.